Okay, today is Daf, Tes Vav, and the Daf is sponsored by two families. It's sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'ilu Nishmas David Tzvi ben Dov Mordechai, and it's sponsored by the Silver family, Le'ilu Nishmas Binyamin ben Mordechai, Neshamas Shavalias, and the family should only have Simcha. So here we go. We're up. What? Yeah. Bedel on Wednesday and Akiva on Friday, right. So here we go. So we're in the middle of asking questions whether or not Beis Shammai acted like the way they preached. Right? We had a discussion. Did they actually paskin? Did they actually practice what they paskin? Or was it just in the Beis Medrash? And once they lost the machlokes, they held like Beis Hillel. So that's been a running issue. We don't know. So here, Tashma. Dabar B'yochanan ben Uri. Ha'eich halacha zu ravachas b'Yisrael. How can we get this halacha that it shouldn't be a michshol in Klal Yisrael? Why? Naseh k'divrei Beis Shammai. If you hold like Beis Shammai, havlad mamzer, right? L'divrei Beis Hillel. The vlad is a mamzer according to Beis Hillel, right? Beis Hillel says, Beis Shammai said, you can marry the tzara. According to Beis Hillel, it's a mamzer, you get courage for that. And Nasik is Beis Hillel, and if you hold like Beis Hillel, then Pagum L'divrei Beis Shammai. Then according to Beis Shammai, you do it. According to Beis Shammai, what happened? According to Beis Shammai, someone else can marry this woman, this tzara, without Yibum, without Chalita. A guy in the street, a regular guy. He's not doing anything wrong according to Beis Hillel. He's getting married. Nothing wrong with that. According to Beis Shammai, she should have gotten Chalita. That woman, that tzara, right? So she didn't. Like, why should she get chalitza? Because he gave even yibum on her. Right. So should that chalitza? She didn't get chalitza. What is that? It's only a lav. But that child, any child born from that, can't marry a kohen. Right. So that's not such a good thing either. Says the Rochel Benuri, how can we fix this? How can we fix this problem? I know a way to fix it, right? Bo v'nesakein lehem l'tzaros. Every tzara should undergo chalitza. Why? But according to Beis Shammai, that's what you have to do. And according to Beis Hillel, you don't have to do it. No downside if you do it. According to Beis Hillel, you don't have to. Right? So do it anyway. What's the difference? At least you're covering Beis Shammai. Right?
That's all. Dumb question.
Yeah.
First Mishnah, the tzara.
It's only Beis Hillel.
No, but now he's saying Beis Hillel says, he says it's usher.
Who?
What does it say in the first Mishnah? Usher to what? To marry the...
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
You can't marry the brother, and he's...
You can't marry the brother. You can't marry your erva. The brother can't marry his erva, and he also can't marry the tzara.
Okay.
Tzara's erva.
So she's free without chalitza to marry someone.
Someone else. According to Beis Shammai, you can marry the tzara. Therefore, you must give the tzara chalitza. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, let's make a new thing. Every tzara gets chalitza. Why? Because maybe Beis Shammai's right. And Beis Hillel doesn't care if you give chalitza or not. What's the difference to him? To them?
Well, she's ruined for coming. That's
what do you mean?
No, it's probably a useless thing. So
it's a useless thing. Okay, so okay. Maybe she can't marry a kohen. It's true. However, at least no avera is being done. The other way, if you don't do chalitza on the tzara, according to Beis Shammai, did an avera. According to Beis Hillel, you didn't do it. All right, maybe a kohen can't marry her now. Maybe.
The whole other was the kids won't be able to marry a kohen. Now she can't marry a kohen.
Okay. But at least it's no avera. So the Gemara says, "Lo espigul ligmar tadaver." They didn't even finish this conversation. Ad shirit v'asha. Something happened, and then the conversation never got finished. What? Something happened. I don't know what. Anyway, I'm a leib shirim gamliel. Ma nasa lehem l'tzaros harishonos meata. Then he said, "Shirim gamliel said, well, what about the tzaros that already got married?" Rochel Menuri wants to make a new rule going forward. Going forward, here's a new rule. What about till now? Any tzara that already got married till now, what are we going to do for them? Now, Iyam Bishlam Asu, if you say that Beis Shammai practice what they preach, that makes sense. So Rav Shirin Hillel is wondering, well, what are we going to do if they already got married? What are we going to do for them? Meaning what?
They did.
Huh?
They did.
Meaning they did it. They did it. El Iyam Lo Asu, if you hold, they didn't hold like Beis Shammai, they didn't even hold like themselves, my manasseh. What's the Shirim Ben Gamliel? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We don't hold at them. Even they didn't hold at themselves. Amr Vachem Bayitchak, no. Lo Nitzvacha El Tzara Atzma. The question was, What are we going to do for the Tzara herself? Okay? And the Gemara says, Umanas the Hachi Kamar. And what are we going to do for these women? Means the following. Hanach Tzaros de Beit Hillel. These Tzaras, what happened? Reuven and Shimon are our brothers. Reuven was married to two women. One of them was Shimon's relative. So what happened? Reuven died. What happened to both women? They don't need Chalitza and they don't need Yibum. Neither one. They go according to Beit Hillel. Right? Well, according to Bashar, the Tzara needs Chalitza. What happened? Some guy, nice man, nice boy, right? Good boy, good family, marries the Tzara. They're married for 5 years. Shri Megalma comes along. What are we going to do with this? According to Beis Shammai, this girl needs chalitza. Right? According to Beis Shammai, after the fact, we're going to give chalitza? Yeah. After the fact. That was his question. Should we give chalitza after the fact? According to Beis Hillel, she didn't need chalitza. So says the Gemara, Hanach tzaros de Beis Hillel, these tzaros, according to Beis Hillel, live Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, hechinavidlu. What are we going to do with these women? Lichlitzu. We're going to give chalitza now? She's married for 5 years, now we're going to call her up, knock on the door, give chalitza? Who's going to give chalitza? Her first husband's brother? She's married, happily married now, with five bunch of kids.
What happens if that guy is not alive?
I don't know. But that's not the issue. Mimasi agavrihu. That's repulsive to the new husband.
Exactly.
What kind of business is this? The new husband's going to stand for that?
Why? It's like a divorce.
What do you mean? She's on a new life now.
She's divorcing herself from the previous guy.
But she already did that. She already divorced herself from the previous life by marrying me.
Right.
Now I have to go back to this other guy, other family.
I am validating this marriage because this guy's out of the picture completely.
So v'chi tema l'miyasan. And if you say, yeah, we're going to do it. Can't be. Derecher da'achinoam v'chon l'sivaseh shalom. It's not a peaceful, sweet thing to do. You can't do it to this family. It's an unbelievable thing.
Huh?
When the Gemara says this, and when the Gemara doesn't say it. Yeah.
If you have a skeleton in your closet, he knows about it. Yes, I had this thing. Now it comes, let me just destroy the skeleton and burn
so,
it.
So okay, the, great. I hear you. The answer is that already got destroyed when they got married. Not to make to dredge it up now, it's not. It's
not
making it worse.
A little ceremony with a shoe. Goodbye. I finished.
All right.
It's not like it's so horrible. That's sort of horrible, more horrible situations that we can think of when guys tonight.
I hear.
The whole procedure of chalitza is emotional anyway.
Yeah, it's very very emotional.
So it's very emotional, very moist. So why would you want to put it through it?
Right.
It's happy already.
Right.
She lost her husband.
Right. By the way, most of the time. I don't know for sure, I don't know the statistic. Most of the out adventure, if chalitza is ever done, it's a tragedy. Most of the time. Why? It's a young couple without any kids. So how did that happen? They're married for 30 years. Yeah, I'm sure there were cases like that. I'm sure there were. But I'm sure it's the minority. I'm sure the overwhelming time that chalitza was done was a tragedy. The young couple just got married, no kids yet, and he died. That's terrible. But now you have to put her through the ringer, make her go chalitza. So they do it. It's a chiv in the Torah. Yeah, so you don't go out of the way to do that for your chalitza. What?
That's one of the things. I asked her Ramazan many years ago. I said, I don't know. I don't understand what the whole big...
They had one last year.
They have every couple of years.
Every few years. That one just...
I never got a good answer of why they do
that. I know. There's some Indian to publicize it.
Exactly.
There's some Indian to publicize it.
There's more to that to publicize.
Right, but it's a tragedy.
It is a tragedy.
Right?
You know?
It's not like some Petah Hamari's rare thing. That's not a tragedy, that. This is a okay. Go take the kids. Go see that. This is a tragedy. Someone
the tragedy
died.
Is when the husband
and most of the time, it's a young guy who died. A young boy.
The tragedy is the husband died.
Right. And without any kids. Right. So how does that happen? Most of the time, the overwhelming majority is a young couple.
Exactly.
Right.
They didn't have time to have kids yet.
Exactly. Not the 80-year-old people. That there are cases like that also. That's a big minority. The whole thing is rare, but within the rareness, most of the time, it's a tragedy. Tashma, try to bring another raya, whether, since it's not a raya, that Bishamai, it could be they did hold, like themselves. Tashma, another raya. Talk about Tarifon. Tiviani, listen to what Tarifon says, I'm looking forward to the day, Masai, Tavo, Tzaras, Habas, Liadi, Ta'asa'ena. When my brother's going to die, my brother, says Rav Tarifon, is married to my daughter, he's also married to some other girl, then what's going to happen? My brother's going to die, I can't marry my own daughter,
right.
But I can marry the Tzara. So what do you see? Heroes like Beis Shammai.
But
He's looking forward. So the Gemara says, Ema, no, change it. Ema, well, he didn't say that. What he said was, Ema, what he said was, the Asienna, and then she can marry someone else. Not me, someone else, like Basil. I bought Tiviani Kamar, but he said he's looking forward. What do you mean, he's looking forward to, so she should marry someone else? Right, the whole thing is strange. So, but he said, I'm looking forward. No, lafuke mid Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. No, just to exclude, I wouldn't hold Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It says, I want to emphasize, I don't want my brother to die. I don't mean like that. But I'm just, we're not holding Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We're not calling in, we're not going to do all this. We're not going to hold Beis Shammai. We're not going to be choshish for Beis Shammai. But it's not a raya that Beis Shammai didn't practice what they preached. Tashma, another story. Maisa bebitah shorin Gamliel. The daughter of Rabbi Gamliel, Shahaisa Nesua La'aba Achiv, was married to Rabbi Gamliel's brother. Umeis below Banim, and Rabbi Gamliel's brother died. V'yavim Rabbi Gamliel es Tzarasa, and Rabbi Gamliel married the Tzara. Which is like what? It's like Beis Shammai. So says the Gemara, that Rabbi Gamliel mitamidi Beis Shammai, Rabbi Gamliel is the Talmud of Beis Shammai, he was from Beis Hillel's family, he was a Hillel's family member. He was from the lineage of Hillel, he called it Beis Shammai, right? Does that make any sense? Right? There are three answers now to this question. How could it be that Rabbi Gamliel married the Tzara of his daughter? How could it be? And he had like Beis Hillel. The Tzara of his brother. No, the Tzara of his daughter. It's his the co-wife of his daughter. How could that be? And he holds like Beis Hillel. How's that possible? Three, he has it, you know what's going on? Three answers. Number one, Shiny Beetle Rabbi Gamliel, the islandess Havahu. She was an islandess. If she's an islandess, then it's as if she's not even there, and therefore it was Mamash Yibum. Right? Didn't the Mishnah say, by an islandess, you're allowed to marry the Tzara? Right? But 1 minute. Hadiktani Seifa, it said in the Seifa there, wherever this appears, this Brisa, that Acherim Omrim, the Machlokas. The Tanakhama said, Rabbi Gamliel married the Tzara. Didn't say why. Acherim said, Bitul Rabbi Gamliel, islandess Haisa, that the daughter of Rabbi Gamliel was an islandess. Michlal, thank you so much. Michlal, what do you see from here? The Tanakhama Savar, Lala islandess Haisa. Tanakhama holds, she was not an islandess. Because why are they out there and popping up, ooh, she was an islandess? Obviously, Rabbi Gamliel held, she wasn't an islandess. The Tanakhama held, how could Rabbi Gamliel marry his star, his brother's other wife? He was like, Priscilla, you're not allowed to do that. She was an islandess. Now the Acherim said that. So what did Tanakhama say? So the answer is, you understand the problem? Yeah. Hikir ba, velo hikir ba, ikir benayu. The difference is, when Rabbi Gamliel's brother got married to Rabbi Gamliel's daughter, did he know she was an islandess? That's the machlokas. This is Rashi will explain.
Did he know she was an islandess?
Did he know she was an islandess? And said, you know what? I don't care. She's such a good girl. I'm going to marry her anyway. I know I can't have children with her. I don't mind. Then there's no, you can't, now. Or, he had no clue. Says Gurashi, Hikir ba, velo hikir ba, ikir benayu, velo gassin and ella, Lutanakama, according to Tanakama, dafgir, dafka, delo hikir ba, hu dahavi mekachtos. He didn't know she was an islandess. They married a few years. What's going on? They go check it out. They go to the doctor. Turns out she's an islandess. He had no clue. That's a mekachtos. Nobody gets married unknowingly to an islandess. So mekachtos. Abel hikir ba. But if he knew she was an islandess, and he married her anyway, tzaras asurin. The tzara is asur. So according to the Tanakhama, right? According to the Tanakhama, he didn't know she was an islandess. In both cases, she was an islandess. But Tanakhama, he didn't know. According to the Acherim, he knew. Ulacherim afilu hikir ba mutter. Even if he knew, the Tzar is still mutter. Why? Diktani haisa, v'lokatani nimteis. Because it says, he knew she was an islandess, not he found out. He knew, and it's still a patur. What's the patur for that? What's the patur? It's not an erva? I don't know, we've had that already. What exactly the patur is. So the first answer is, that Rabbi Gamliel's brother married Rabbi Gamliel's daughter. Either he did know she was an islandess and it's still a patur, or he didn't know it was a mekachtos. Either way, Rabbi Gamliel is allowed to marry the Tzara. That's why it's a number one. Answer number two.
It's so tragic that he still was there.
What? Yes, correct. Vibay Seima. Or another answer is, Kanas ul b'self girish ikka b'nayu. We had this machlokas yesterday. Yesterday? No, not yesterday. Friday, we had this machlokas. Right? We said, let's say, Rabbi Gamliel's brother is married to Rabbi Gamliel's daughter and another girl. Then, Rabbi Gamliel's brother divorced the daughter.
Oh, that's awkward.
And what happened? Then Rabbi Gamliel's brother died. So at the moment he died, who are his wives? Only someone's foreign woman. Rabbi Gamliel loves to be on that woman. And we had a machlokas. Some said that the death is the kicker. Some said the marriage is the kicker. That's what they're arguing about.
Same argument.
Tanakama held, so Rashi explains that next Rashi, Hik Kanas ul b'sof girish ikka b'nayu, lo Tanakama, according to Tanakama, al yedei shegirish achav es bito, once the brother divorced the wife, koda misa, before misa, af al pi shekvar kanas hanachris, even though he was married to two women, v'hayu tzaro zu al zu, and they were tzaros to each other, muteres. It's still mutter for Rabbi Gamliel to marry his brother's wife. Why? Because at the moment the brother died, the daughter was out of the picture anymore. At the end of the day, she was divorced. But according to the Acherim, no, they don't hold that. They hold, like the other man we had on Friday, that as long as they were together at some point, it's a problem. He married the second woman, Kodim Gerishin, the Erva, before he divorced the daughter, Asura. It's still a problem. Rather, she was an islandess. Ella, be the Shurik Amil, islandess Haisa. She was an islandess. That's the issue. Okay? That's the second answer. And the third answer, Ibai Seima, Yesh Tanai Bibia Iki Benayu. They're arguing about if you can make a Tanai in Bia. What does that mean? That means the guy says, I'm only going to marry her, and I'm only going to live with her on the condition she doesn't have certain mums. Okay? And after 5 years of marriage, she says, you know what? She's got all these mums. Can you undo the marriage?
Who says it? He says it.
The husband says, I'm only marrying you on tonight, that it snows tomorrow. So what if it snows tomorrow, they're married, and if not, not. You can do that. I'm only marrying you on tonight that there's no mums. And after 5 years of marriage, she says, you know what? She's got some horrible mum, some disfigurement. I can't take it. She violates the tonight. Really? We will use her past 5 years. So there's a machlokes whether by living with her for 5 years, you move out to your own tonight. You mochel. Exactly. You mochel. Statute of limitations. You mochel on the tonight. Don't worry about it. Now you wake up. Oh, I have a tonight. No. You can't do that. So that's what they're arguing about. Where is it? Yesh tonight bebiya. We have to do this next Rashi. Hakodes isha al tonight. A man marries a woman on a tonight. She'ain aleha mumin o nedarim. Right? She's got no mum. She's got no neders. She's got no hang-ups. Right? Nimsa yesh. It turns out she does have. Lutana kama mahani tnai v'avim mekachtos. It's a mekachtos. It's so long. Doesn't matter. V'tnai hayalol echav Rabbi Gamliel bevito, and Rabbi Gamliel's brother made such a tnai. V'lo neskayim hilkach, and she didn't fulfill the tnai. Lefikach therefore hilkach lavishtohi. She wasn't married to him. V'tzarasa muteres, and the tzar was muter to Rabbi Gamliel because the daughter was never married. Because if she goes to tnai, ulacherim savri. What do the acherim hold? The Acherim said islandess. What do they hold? Ain't Tanai Mo'ol Gvir. There's no Tanai like that. The Kivan de Boil, once he's married to her, Achule Achil. He forgets the Tanai. Kidaminan Bixuvis. Pamader ain't Adam Osebi Ilosebilas Nus. Nobody's going to make, nobody's going to live with a woman in sin. We hold nobody does that. Nobody's going to live with a woman in sin. He made it tonight. So he's Mavatal the Tanai. He's Mochel on it. There, Ella Misham Islandess, I saw. So how could Rabbi Gamliel marry the Tzara? Because his daughter was an islandess.
So it's not bad tonight, or is it tonight?
But there's two pshitas, there's two people in that Mishnah. Why he married his daughter. One said, doesn't give a reason, and one said, islandess. So how do you explain it? We had three explanations. Either he knew she was an islandess, or he didn't know, or the Tanakhama holds, no, the issue was when they got married, and the second one says islandess, and the third one says, no, this is tonight, and the second one says, and the Acherim say islandess.
Right, but according to the second and third pshitas, so it's an issue in Worcester that, despite the fact that his brother divorces his own daughter,
right,
he's still going to go ahead and give him a yavam despite
it. Exactly.
It's still awkward.
It's okay.
Right. He still goes so, and...
The bottom line is, from all this, we still don't know what the story is, whether Rosh Hashanah did what they practiced or not. There's going to be another raya. Masiv Rav Misharshia. Masiv Rabbi Akiva. There was a story with Rabbi Akiva. Shalikate Esrak Be'echad B'Shvat. There's a machlok of the Mishamah and Beit Hillel. What is the cutoff for Maiser for fruits? Is it Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Tu B'Shvat? So during those 2 weeks, there's a machlokas. Because if it's year two, you have to give Maiser Sheni. If it's year three, you have to give Maiser Oni. So according to Beis Shammai, year three starts 2 weeks before Beis Hillel. Right?
Year three
starts 2 weeks before Beis Hillel. So, Rabbi Kiva wants, Noag Babezi Surin. He held both. Echad Bishva, Echad Kedivir Beis Shammai, Echad Kedivir Beis Hillel. He held both. He held both. He wasn't sure who the whole life. I held both. Right?
Basically, if he's holding like both, he's holding like a machmer.
Correct. So Shema Aminah Asu, but at the end of the day, you see that Beis Shammai practiced what they preached, because Rabbi Akiva was still choshesh. So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Akiva, Gabre, istapikle, v'lo yada, ibe til becha b'shvat omer, ibe tu b'shvat omer. What happened was, no, Rabbi Akiva only was holding like Basil, but he wasn't sure what Basil
said.
He didn't know what he said. So I have to hold like both. I'm only holding like Basil. As Tosos points out, only a fool holds like everybody to be machmer. Nobody, who does that? So why was he doing this? He was doing his only holding like Beis Hillel, but he wasn't sure what Beis Hillel said. So I held like both. But it's not a raya. It's not a raya that Beis Shammai practiced what they preached.
It's also interesting that Akiva didn't know which one was which.
Yeah, it was all oral. He didn't hear. He didn't remember. Yeah, Masav Marzutra Maisa. There's once a story. V'yalda Kalasa Shal Beis Shammai Azaken. The daughter-in-law. The daughter-in-law of Shammai, not Beis Shammai, daughter-in-law of Shammai had a baby, right? Shammai had a grandchild. Upiches etama aziva. He opened up the skylight in where the baby was. Vesiche chagabi mita, and he put a schach on top of the cradle, on the roof there, so the baby should sit in the sukkah. He held chinuch of starts at a newborn. Beshvil cotton. Now, we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. So why is Shammai doing that? Obviously, he held like himself. Right? Shvami no. Asu. What?
You might be machmer yourself.
Right? But fine. But you see that he held, like, he practiced what he held. Sigmar says no.
Well, what did he practice here?
That he held a chinuch starts at a newborn. No one holds like that.
Oh, that's a shita of
franchise? Yeah.
Where
we had it in sukkah.
We did. That Shammai held.
The Shammai held. You open up the skylight for the newborn. You put a sukkah on for a newborn. We don't hold like that. You don't have to make a newborn go into a sukkah. You don't have to do that. Right? So you see, he practiced what he preached. No. Hatsam haroa omar lafushi aver ka'avid. No, people would see he's just doing it to get some air in the room. That's all. Lav dafka, it was for a mitzvah. So you can't say that they practiced what they preached when it's not 100% clear what they were doing. Masa Rav Zutra, Maisa bit. What? Maisa b'shokat Yehu. There was a story with Shokat Yehu. In some kind of mikvah, shaisa b'Yerushalayim, if it's a nekuvah l'mikvah, there was a hole in the mikvah. V'chal ha'tayrus shaisa b'Yerushalayim nasin al gaba, and all the tayrus in Yerushalayim were based on this mikvah. What happened was this mikvah was too small, but they made a hole in it that led to a bigger mikvah, and then it was okay, right? We hold you can have a hole that's 2 fingers big. That's all you need. Beis Shammai held that the hole has to be robe of the wall. Not 2 feet, not the hole. The roll of the wall has to come down. Then you can combine all the water. So what happened over here? What? Right. Well, we don't hold like Beis Shammai. But Beis Shammai, what happened? There was this mikveh there in Yerushalayim. V'chal tayrus, shayi b'Yerushalayim, natan al gaba. And all the water there, all the tayrus was done through this mikveh. V'shalchu Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai went down, the guys went down, v'erchiva, and they widened the wall. They widened the hole. It has to be rove of the wall has to go down. They did that. Utnan, ear of mikvahs, kishveres hanod. How big does the hole have to be to combine mikvahs? Bu'uvya ubechalala, in width and in depth, shteis boats, 2 fingers, right? Choseres l'mkoman, that it can go back to its place. In other words, 2 fingers, the water can flow through. Shmamiya asu. You see from here, they did it. Why? They weren't going to settle for a 2-finger hole. They made a rope to the wall down. Right? So the Gemara says, no, again, Hasam haroe omer la fushe mayahuda ka'avid. People would see, no, it's not because they held like themselves. They wanted the water to go faster. They wanted to make sure it was a good flow. They took some of the wall down. But Rashi says something very interesting here. Velo dummy, look at top Rashi. Velo dummy l'shtei toros. It's not a case of 2 torahs. right? Which that's the whole problem, right? Los is Godu. Not a problem, Los is Godu. Avohecha de domi la agudos agudos, lo osri beshame kidivrayim. But if it would be, you have no other way out to explain it, that's a problem, Los is Godu. And why is Beshame doing this? What, there's two Torahs? No, that's not why they're doing it. They're doing it because they want the water to flow faster. Oh, that's okay. You hear what Rashi just said? Yeah. Same thing with the baby.
Exactly.
If you're doing it because you want some air in the room, oh, that's perfectly normal. Everyone, open the window for the baby. But to do it for a sukkah, oh, that's all that's going to do.
Well, so we have so many Marasayan situations that are so obscure, and no, and that's a problem. But here, Mamish looks like a sukkah. Well, no, he's wants to let some air. Open the window.
He's being machmor himself.
Right.
On somebody else.
Right, so that takes care of the case. The Shalayim one's better. Maybe that's where Rashi... That's a problem.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where Rashi... Maybe that's where Rashi didn't...
The Kashi is like Los Escoda. Beshami and Beisela are having machlekes on how big their hole has to be.
What?
So Beshami holds one way.
Right, maybe that's where Rashi didn't say that bar side of Sukkah. He only said it here.
Exactly.
Right, he only said it here, this thing. That if you have another way to explain it, it's not Los Escoda.
Exactly.
But
it's
my mechlekes.
What? Right. So what is Beshamay doing? Going down to the mikvah and messing up the mikvah over there. What are they doing? So the answer is no. It's not because he holds like that. It's because he wants people to go in and out faster. He wanted to make it
so
more.
How would that be
what? Make it run faster? Make the line go faster? That's not what it's going to do.
Huh?
It's not. He wanted to make the line go fast. That's nothing wrong with that.
In this case, where do you have Moses?
We thought it's Moses going to do.
Why?
No. Why? Because he's making his own halachas.
What halachas?
That the wall has to come down. That the wall. What?
The sheet ones that had.
So that's what we said yesterday. That's what we said. You can't have Moses go to. What does Moses go to do mean?
Your own
sheet. Your own sheet. You can't have two Torahs running the city. Now, how do you make that fit with? No, now forget today. Rav Moshe has truth about that, about America.
Exactly.
But forget that. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Rav Yosher says, you're not allowed to do
that. Right, that's
so, they both lived in Yerushalayim. So how does that work?
That's right.
So why is that not a problem with Godel?
Oh, Rav Gittin told a story yesterday about a bris in Yerushalayim in Rav Scheinberg's hometown in Mattersdorf.
Yeah.
With twins. Rav Schneiberg holds the father has to make two brachas on twins, Shechiyana.
Okay.
Rav Yosef said only one bracha.
Okay.
And both of them were sanaks. He was the sanak for one baby. So came to Rav Yosef, he said, hold, it's Rav Schneiberg. Rav Schneiberg said, no, but he's a good little daughter. And they went back for 2 hours to figure out how many brachas to make. I don't know, he didn't tell
anybody. Very simple answer that one. One who holds one bracha, he goes first. One who holds two brachas,
goes second. I know, they weren't doing that. I don't know what happened yet.
Okay.
You are, I'm just
going to
call you king.
Tashma. I try to bring another raya where the Beis Shammai held like themselves. Damar v'lazer bar tzadok, kishayitzi lo me Torah etz l'b Yochan ha'chorani, when I used to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ha'chorani, risi etzoa, sheyochel pas chareva b'melach b'shnei b'tzaroth, he ate bread, you know, crusty, dry bread and salt, during it was a time of famine. Basi v'odati etz Abba, basi, I came to him, right? Vodati es Abba, and I told my father that. Amali, he told me, Holech lo zesim, go bring him some zesim. Go bring him some olives. Halachti lo, I brought him. Ra, O son, Shehen Lachin. Reb Yochanan HaChorani, so they were wet. Amali, ain't any ochel zesim. I don't eat zesim. Right? Vodati es Abba. I went, what? I went back to my father and I told him he didn't want to take them. He said they're wet. So he was afraid. He was choshesh v'tuma, right? Amalo, leich v'amalo, go tell him, chavis nekuva haisa, it was they got wet because there was a hole in the barrel. Ella shesastuma shmarim, right? What does it mean, shesastuma shmarim?
The sediment from the olives plugged up the hole.
It plugged up the hole. In other words, utnan, chavis shel zeitim, a barrel of olives, migul golim. What's migul golim mean?
Softened olives.
Beishamay omrim ain't sricha lenekev. Ubeis Hillel omrim sricha lenekev. Beishamay held, they don't need a hole. Why? What's going on here? Anytime food gets wet, it's susceptible to tumah. The problem is, what can it get wet with? There are only seven liquids. Right?
Yeah. One.
One of the liquids is not juice.
Right.
juice is not one of the oil is. So here, this is not oil coming out of the olives. It's like juice. It's called mahol. It's like, you know, not oil.
Oh, olive juice.
Olive juice.
It's the sweating of the olives.
The sweat, exactly.
It's not the...
Exactly. The question is, does that make it wet? Is that considered one of the seven liquids? Right? Moreover, it only make the wetness only is a problem, only makes it susceptible if you wanted it to get wet. That's why he's telling him there was a hole there. We didn't want it to get wet. There was a hole in the barrel. That's why it leaked in, it leaked out. We didn't really want it to happen. So, I don't remember what's going on here. Tzvichel and Amodim Shem. Umodim. Ubetil Omrim Tzvichel and Nekev. Now, you have to have a hole. What does it mean you have to have a hole?
Because he doesn't want it. Because he wants.
Right. Umodim Shem Nikva. Nikva. Vistamuha. That if it got plugged up. Shemarim. Shehi Tahora. It's tar. Why? Because they didn't want it to happen. And it might not even be a liquid anyway. Da'afal pi shetalmid shamay haya. Even though he was a Talmud of Shammai. Kal ma'isev lo asa ella kedivrei Beis Hillel. He only paskin like Beis Hillel. Which is why they told, go back and tell him, everything's like Beis Hillel. Now, I amrit bishloma asu, if they practice what they preached, Beis Shammai, hayne ribuse. That's why this story is very interesting. Ella, why? Because he was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and they told him, don't worry about it. Ella I amrit lo asu, but if they told, if the anyway Beis Shammai didn't practice what they preached, my ribuse. Why did the son have to go back and tell him, by the way, everything's here like Bisham Bethil? No one passed like Bisham anyway. So this is a pretty good raya that we hope that Bisham might practice what they preached. And now we have another raya. We're going to go again. Another, we didn't answer this one. This one stays. Tashma, another one. Shalos Yerbeshua, Tzores Abbas Mahu. What's the story with the Tzores Abbas? Right, Bisham said, you can marry her. And Bethil said, absolutely not. Amalehem machlokes Bisham Bisil. It's a machlokes. Falacha kedivrei mi, right? Who do you hold like? Amalehem b'demata machnisim roshi ben shnei arim gedolim. What are you involving me in this big machlokes with these two giants? Bein shnei machlokes gedolos ben Bisham Bisil. What are you bringing me involved in this? Misyari, I'm afraid. Shema yerutzu galgalti. Maybe I'm gonna cause. It's gonna cause me. Give me a headache or something, right?
This is Rabbi Yeshua, by the way. The same guy in the middle of all those machlokes.
Right. Yeah. What do you want from me? I should get involved in this. Avol, and he made lachem. But I'll tell you one thing: I'll stay in mishpachas gedolos shaliyah biYerushalayim. There were two big families in Yerushalayim: mishpachas based tzavuim miben achmai, or mishpachas based kufai miben mekoshesh. These two big families, shehem bnei tzaros. They had tzaros. They are children of tzaros. Umehem katanim gedolim, and not only that, some of them became katanim gedolim. Vishim shu agabi mizbeach, and they worked on the mizbeach, right? If Beis Shammai practice what they preach, I don't want to get involved in this. That's what he said. I don't want to be involved in this machlokas. But if they didn't practice what they preach, what's he afraid of? What's he saying all this for? That the fight's over and Beis Shammai doesn't hurt themselves, right?
The fact that he said it and was afraid is right.
Right. So what? Clearly they did hell. They did practice what they preached. They did. Clearly. Now the Gemara says, V'nihinami da'asu. Very good that Beis Shammai practiced what they preached. My misyariani. What's he saying? I'm afraid.
Oh, how do you know that they practiced what they preached from that story? Just because they were kosher from them.
No, that wasn't the point. The fact was that Rabbi Yeshua said, I don't want to be involved.
I'm afraid
to get involved. If they Beis Shammai didn't practice what they preach, what's he afraid of? There's no machlokas. Beis Shammai gave in. Beis Shammai gave in.
I think he's afraid of looking
into it. No. So I said, I don't want to look into it. Why? Obviously, there's still a machlokas. I don't want to be involved.
Sorry.
Now, Nehi Nami to Asu. Good. It's very good and true that Beis Shammai did it. My Misyari Ani. What's he afraid of? Va'amar Yoshua. Ein Mamzer Ella Michai V'mitzas Bethin. You can only be a mamzer from a chayve misas bezdin, which, by the way, a tzara is not.
Right.
What's he afraid of? Anyway, he doesn't hold like that.
Lashita so, it's
not a problem. So the Gemara answers, Nahi, it's true. Nami de mamzer lo, have. A child of a tzara is not a mamzer, according to Yeshua. However, poga miyahava. But such a child cannot marry a kohen. Right? Mikal v'chomer mi'almana. It's a kal v'chomer from an almana. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma'almana. She'eni sur noreg bakol. An almana who is allowed to marry everybody in the world except for one person, the Kohen Gadol, right? Nevertheless, what if she does marry a Kohen Gadol? Bina pagum, that child cannot marry any other Kohen. Right? Right? If an almana marries a Kohen Gadol, which she's not supposed to do that, the child cannot marry a Kohen. But an almana herself... What?
What happens to the Kohen Gadol?
I don't think anything happens to him. Maybe while he's married. I don't know. But the point is, she is like 99.9% of the world she's allowed to marry.
Right.
Not, of the Jewish world, she's allowed to marry. Just not a Kohen Gadol. And if she does marry the Kohen Gadol, the child becomes a problem. Child can't marry a Kohen. So, Bina Pogam. So, Zu, this woman, who is she? This woman.
She's
a Tzaraf Erva.
Right.
In Erva. Shasura Shava Bakol. She can't marry anybody. Why can't she marry anybody? Until she gets the Yimur Chalitza, she can't marry anybody. So for sure the child's going to be Pogum. No?
Okay.
No question about that.
Pogum or Mamzer?
Pogum. Not a Mamzer.
Because
not key holder is not a Mamzer. That doesn't create a Mamzer. It creates a Pogum.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Only according to Beis Shammai, yeah. Right.
What? Only according to Beis Shammai? Only according to Rabbi Yeshua within Beis Shammai. So, Kabomine, we ask him the following question. Tsaros. We ask you a question about Tsaros. What's the story with the Tsara of a Erva? The Kapashit lay B'nei Tsaros. And you gave me a whole lumdish thing with the children of the Tsara. Right?
Yeah.
I asked you about the Tsara herself. You're talking about the children. So, the Gemara answers, Tarti Kabomine. We ask you really about both. Tsaros, Mai. What's the story with the Tzara of an Erva? Vim Tim Tzalomar, Tzaros Ki Beis Hillel. If you hold like Beis Hillel, even if you want to tell me you hold like Beis Hillel, that what? That a Tzara requires nothing. Right? A Tzara of an Erva requires nothing. No Yibam, no Chalitza, like Beis Hillel said. B'nei Tzaros, Di Beis Hillel. So now you have the children of a Tzara. Li Beis Shammai, Mahu. What's the story with that such a girl? In other words, according to Beis Shammai, this Tzara required Chalitza.
According to Beis Shammai.
Right. She didn't get Chalitza.
Right.
Why? Because of Hillel Beis Hillel.
Right.
She went ahead, her husband died, her co-wife was an Erva, therefore there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. She's on the market, she meets a nice guy gets married to her. Beis Shammai says, they just did an Aveira. What Aveira did they do?
A Lav.
What Lav? A foreign person married a girl who required chalitza, right? What love is that? It's a love. What happens if they have children? What's the story with those children? What, we don't know. That's what he asked him.
Yeah.
So that's the Gemara. Who cares what the answer is? Who cares? We don't hold it b'shamay. Who cares? Lamai nafkamina. So the Gemara answers, no. It could be a big nafkamina regarding Beis Hillel. Why? Because it's the exact same case of the following story. Liv showed Vlad Machzik Grushasa. Let's say a guy divorces his wife. No Erva now. No Yibum. My guy's married. He has a bunch of kids. He divorces his wife. She goes ahead and marries someone else. That guy also divorces her. Or he dies. Then he marries her back. That's a love. Then they have kids. What's the story with those kids?
It's Pogum.
What are they? So we don't know the answer to that question.
Right.
So you know what? Whatever the answer is going to be by a guy marrying a Tzara, it'll be the same answer. It's the same love. Right?
Why don't we know that it's because Rashi says
we don't have an answer to this question. We don't know what the halach is. What's the story with the children? Could they marry Kahanim? What's the story with them? We don't have an answer for that. It never came up. We don't have an answer for that. So Vlad Machzik Grushasa, Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, mi kamrin, and do we say Kal v'chomer? It's a Kal v'chomer. Ma almana l'kohen gadol. You have an almana sheni suah shavala kol, but not pagum. Right? And the child's no good. Right? Zoo. So this is Yivam Lashuk. She Sura Shava Bakol. Eda Din Shabira Pagum.
No, it's divorced wife.
No, but we're talking about the Yivama. Oh, Dilma, or maybe Mishum Ikala Mifrach. I can uproot this Kal v'chomer. How? Everyone's forbidden to take back his divorced wife. Mal almana she atz mechaleles, but an almana she herself is no good. In other words, she herself is cannot marry this guy. She herself is considered, what's the word? Mechalelis. She's not allowed to marry a Kohen. But these other women, nothing wrong with them. You understand? Nothing wrong with them inherently. So maybe the Kal V'chomer is not a good Kal V'chomer. Do you know what? Vamalei, Vamalu. So he said back, Saros, Miss Yariani, I don't want to get involved in that. The nature, oh, you know, let's stop here. I don't want to rush. We'll stop here. We'll pick up my Friday and my tomorrow, okay? Everyone have a very good day.